Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.
Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. If this is your first time to join us, maybe we want to really welcome you in our 7 p.m. service. Pwede ba pakitaas po yung mga kamay natin? 7 p.m. service, this is your first time to join us. Meron po ba? Pakitaas mo yung mga kamay. Ayun, meron naman pala. Ba't nahihiya kayo? Alright, pakainin namin kayo mamaya. Okay. Let's give them a big round of applause. You know, again, as Pastor Romel said, we are Victory. And we are here to honor God and make disciples. There's a total of 15 different congregations of Victory all across Metro Manila. And we're just one church. We just want to let you know. And our goal is to make Jesus to be the center of everything that we do here in life. And so we want to make sure that we all understand it. That's why right from the very beginning, we're here to honor God and make disciples. You know, before we start with our new series today, we just want to give you a little update. Last night was a special night for all of us. We celebrated our leaders' appreciation. All our Victory group leaders from 9 a.m. to our 7 p.m. service along with the cinema service, lahat po ng mga Victory group leaders, ginather po namin. At nagkaroon po kami ng malaking pagtitipon. Malaki, no? And, as a matter of fact, iba yung ginawa namin this year kasi hiniwalay namin yung Victory group leaders ng adults saka yung youth. So next week po, we're gonna celebrate naman with the youth. But really, we would like to honor our Victory group leaders, especially this service. If you are one of our Victory group leaders, pero hindi ka rin 7 p.m., 5 p.m. ka, pero nandito ka nagsiserve ka sa 7 p.m., pwede bang tumayo ka, lahat ng mga Victory group leaders natin, can you please be acknowledged? All our Victory group leaders, our coaches, stand up on your feet. Come on, stand up on your feet. Ayun. Uy, ito ka pa rin ba? Okay. Ayun. All right, anyway. All right, teka muna, please stand up. We do want to honor our Victory group leaders. Sa totoo lang po, kundi dahil sa kanila, this church would not be possible to grow. And I believe the Lord caused all things to grow. But it's God who added and multiplied people in the church. But nevertheless, God used people. And so I really salute all our Victory group leaders. We want to say thank you for standing with us. In fact, dun sa competition po kahapon, talaga naman wala sinabi yung mga ibang service. Tayo po nanalo sa 7 p.m. service. Grabe, dahil kay Gertie, pakitaas. Oh, bigla ka nahiya. Pakitaas yung kamay mo. Dahil kay Gertie sa akin, Myla. Kaso meron akong, Pastor Romel, hindi nakita yung showdown natin eh. Dapat may mga showdown kami ni Pastor Romel. Kaso yung isa dyan, hindi ako tinulak eh. But nevertheless, ano pa kaya kung nagdasayo kami ni Pastor? Panalo ho kami kagabi. No? Wala talaga sinabi yung ibang mga, ba't nga ba ganun? Paano wala na lang competition? No? Anyway, can we just give them a big round of applause? Thank you so much. Okay, we are starting a new series today. We called it BC in line with this Christmas season. We want to make sure that we also understand what the Scripture tells us pertaining in the Old Testament when there's so many prophecies, declaration of the Savior that will be born, but nevertheless, all of those prophecies was fulfilled when Jesus Christ came here on earth. All right? And we want to talk about BC. BC pertains to before Christ. All right? And so we want to zero in and yet understand what the Scripture says pertaining to the Old Testament Scripture and the New Testament. So just a little bit of an overview. Today we're going to talk about the God who became man. All right. Next week, the shepherd who became the lamb. And the last week will be the king who became a servant. So today I'm going to ask you to stand on our feet right now as we read God's word in a book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. Then I'll be reading the reference in the Old Testament in a while. Matthew 22, ESV version. It says here, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Everybody say, God with us.
God with us.
When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord for us tonight. Let's all bow our heads right now. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to us through your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the work that, Lord God, you have started and you continuously doing such a work, that redemptive work, Lord God, even in our time today. Thank you, Lord God, that truly you are a God who keeps your promise. And I pray, Lord God, that we will appreciate what you've done, that we will have a greater love for you and a greater appreciation, even understanding, Lord God, the sacrifice that you've done for every mankind. And so, Father, I'm asking you with the help of your Holy Spirit that you will give us a spirit of revelation and anoint the preaching of your word. We give you glory today. In Jesus' name, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Amen. Please take your seats. For the record, just for your sake, okay, for your benefit of information, do you realize that there's a total of about 353 prophecies and references in the Old Testament about the Messiah? 353. Put it all together. And yet, all those 353, okay, has been fulfilled when the Messiah came in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, we want to focus on this one prophecy, which happened, all right, 700 years ago before the fulfillment came to pass, okay, come to pass. And so this is so important. Imagine 700 years bago na fulfill tong prophecy na to, no? So I want to read it to you in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10 to 12, and then 14. Sabi rito, again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. All right? Just to give you a little background of this, okay, this happened 700 years before its fulfillment, okay? During the time of Ahaz, there was two kingdoms. It was a divided kingdom of Israel. There was the southern kingdom, which Ahaz was the king, and there's the northern kingdom, which is Israel. That time was the lowest point of their lifetime, where Ahaz was so fearful and scared, because what happened was the northern kingdom, all right, which is Israel, joined forces with Syrians, and yet he was so scared because he thought that the whole kingdom will attack him. So, grabe. So, takot na takot sila dito. So, sabi niya noon, hindi siya mapakali kasi nga kung hindi, total annihilation na mangyayari. So, ginawa ni Lord, dahil mahal na mahal niya yung Israelites, yung mga Israel, pinadala niya ngayon si Isaiah. Yun yung word ni Isaiah doon sa kanya. Sabi niya ganyan, ask the Lord for a sign. But, to his own amazement and doubt and unbelief, he did not ask the Lord for a sign. But instead, he said, out of his frustration, out of his own disappointment, sabi niya ganun, I'm not going to put the Lord to the test. Nevertheless, God spoke. God gave a prophecy through Isaiah by saying, hey, look, there will be a virgin who will bear a son, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. Every Christmas season, we always declare this word, God with us. And the whole point is, what does this really mean to us? Probably we all know Emmanuel as God with us, but does this have such an effect in our own lives? We all know the reason why Jesus came here on earth, but the real question is, how did the Son of God, Jesus Christ, have come about, which I believe this is the greatest miracle of all? God with us. He is Emmanuel. What we're going to do today is himay-himayin po natin every word, God with us, and ask the Lord, what does this really mean to me personally? What does the Lord want me to know when we say Emmanuel or God with us? First things first, we're going to talk about God. When we say God, meaning Jesus is God. All right? When we say with, meaning Jesus became man, all right? When we say us, meaning Jesus dwelt among us. So, first things first, let's talk about God himself. From the very beginning, all right, in Genesis chapter 1, those four words, sabi po ng Bible, in the beginning, God. Let me say that again. In the beginning, God. We're not going to argue about the existence of God. In fact, if you're an atheist, if whatever isist you are, you belong to, we're not going to talk about the existence of God. Right from the very beginning, there was no man to prove the existence of God. Right from the very beginning, there was and is God from the very start. You understand this? And the book of John emphasizes this more when it says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right from the very beginning, it emphasized the Word. And who is this Word pertaining to? It's Christ Himself. And so we're not going to argue about the existence. Right before the very beginning, God was there. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is there. All right? He doesn't exist based on time. He holds the time. He is immutable. He's a God who never changed. But He's also transcendent, meaning He holds the power of everything. He's beyond universe. He's beyond what you think. Whatever power you think is the most powerful thing, He's beyond that. In the beginning, there was God. And you want to say, Jesus is 100% God. Meaning, He is fully God. And sad to say, lots of Christians still doesn't believe in this. And maybe you're here today, in your own way, you could say Jesus is God, but deep within you, He's not really God. How can we know that He is God? From the very beginning, when Jesus was born here on earth, there were magi who was looking for that star. Because they know exactly that this Jesus is not just a child, but He's the King and Lord of all. And the moment they saw this Jesus, they bowed down and presented their gifts. They bowed down and worshiped. Imagine a child is being worshiped. Hello? They knew exactly who this child was. It's just like when Senator Noynoy was still a senator at that time. We don't care less who he was. He's a senator. He would make his own bid and pass it to the Congress and Senate, right? But when he became the president, then all of a sudden, things began to change. Man, he is the president. In fact, I didn't vote for him, all right? But he's my president now, and I want him to be successful. And so I prayed for him. I prayed for this guy. He's my president. And so things began to happen. If Noynoy would come, guess what? SOP, kailangan mong red carpet. Kailangan nauna yung mga security niya. Bakit? Because of the office, of the title that represents. And that is so important, that Jesus, that we worship Jesus because of who He is. In fact, He hasn't saved anyone yet. But right from the very beginning, when He was still a child, people started to worship Him because of who God is. Not only that He is God, that people worship, but He also forgives sins. Remember when He was still living among His disciples, there was this paralytic who was asking for healing, and what did he say? Diba sabi niya ganon? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up, take your mat, and walk. Imagine the miracles that He has done. And yet, He was not just particular with meeting the needs, but meeting the most important need for every human being, and that is the forgiveness of sins. And because He forgave our sins, we come to God naked, humble, raising our hands and say, Lord, thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for setting me free. Thank You, Lord God, for this life that I don't deserve to receive, the eternal life, and yet You give it anyway. What else? Jesus, 100% God. He is fully God. He is God Almighty, omnipotent, powerful, sovereign. Just by that word, Lazarus, come out. All of a sudden, Lazarus, who was dead, came out from the tomb. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. God, well, here's who God is. Jesus is fully God. How many of you believe that He's all-powerful? That He is the one that we need in life. Whatever we need in life, Jesus has it. Question is, then how come in in this world will still believe in some kind of mystical belief that if I'm going to build my house, I'm going to sacrifice an animal and pour the blood so that the bad spirits will go away. Then how come if I believe with a blessing, I would rely on this golden pussycat, so cute, with this knocking and I don't know how you call that. How come we still rely on those? How come we rely on feng shui and horoscope and all this nonsense, which is not biblical? In fact, if you're here today, I suggest you better start not saying good luck. You know where the original word good luck comes from? The luck comes from the goddess of one of the Hindus, Gurdip. All right, where people would come in a piece and say, goddess of Hindu, would you bless us instead? Can you give us the blessing that we need? Oh, good luck. Good luck to you. May God, the goddess of Hindu, bless you with so much. That's the root word there. We don't believe in luck. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe that this is luck. I believe in destiny. I believe in the great future that God has set forth in us. I believe our future is bright. Why is that? Because we serve a God who wants to bless His people. Can you say amen? He's all powerful. He's all sovereign. He is in control of everything. Name it. And the Bible says, if two or three gather in your name, He's in the midst of them, whatever we agreed upon. And ask the Lord, if it's His will, He's going to give it to us. And I believe today, I want to do that today. I want to apply who God is today. You know why? Because today, people are suffering because of this ruby. All right? See, ano bang another? Si Hagupit. All right? And inahagupit yung bansa natin. But my focus is Jesus Himself, who is sovereign of all. I believe the Lord can weaken that super typhoon called Hagupit na magiging haplos. Pray natin, Lord, kailangan Hagupit, kailangan namin na haplos mo. Can you just agree with me in prayer? Can we just pray right now? How many of you are in faith? We're going to rely on God and focus on Jesus today. Okay, let's pray right now. Lord God, right now, in the name of your Son Jesus, who is all powerful, magnificent, Lord God, for nothing is impossible to those who believe. Lord, you said if two or three agree, how much more for us right now that we agree together. Amen. How much more for 600 people who's in this place? We pray, Lord God, that Lord, this ruby will be weakened in the name of Jesus. That you would protect every Filipinos, Lord, especially those who are not yet saved. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for your divine protection for the whole of Philippines, Lord God. I pray that it's going to be a time of awakening, Lord God, that we will focus on you instead of the government, instead of the civil government, the national government. We're going to rely and look to you because you are in control. You are sovereign. And today, Father God, we declare this typhoon powerless in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that you even reroute its course. I pray, Lord God, because of your power that we rely, all these things is possible, Lord God, for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Come on. He's all powerful. When we say God, Jesus is fully God. Now let's talk about with. All right? What does it mean when you say with? Think about this. Jesus became man. Jesus became man. Scripture tells us in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh. Now I was just thinking about that for a while, and I was just in my mind. Lord, you became flesh, then why don't you just in the snap of a finger, you could just come in and get a human form in the likeness of your Son? Why do you have to come and be a baby and grow up and be a man? Have you ever seen those alien movies? You know, it's everywhere. All those alien movies were alien will pick a man, and when you take out the skin of a man, it's alien. Remember that? Yung mga ganyong alien pa rin, di ba? Parang out of this world, di ba? Out of what, somewhere out there that there's an alien. I was just thinking, why not, Lord, choose a person and then just like everyone else, the way you choose Mary, and then you just become God and just manifest yourself. You know what? God is so wise. And he keeps his promise. Imagine 700 years, this word was fulfilled. And in fact, those people who received the message and was actually depending on God's word that, Lord, you will keep his promise, eventually later on, they died without seeing the promise. But God is so wise. He's all-knowing. He knows exactly the time and dates that he set forth. Why? Because everything matters to him. And here's the point. The point is, Jesus became man. When men encountered God in the Old Testament in different ways, so scary. Imagine when he showed himself to Job. Remember we talked about Job on the issue of suffering? When he showed himself to Job, he showed himself like a whirlwind, a twister, a hurricane, a tornado. And he said, I'm God. How much be that scary? Imagine Moses seeing a burning bush. All right. Wala namang sunog. Kamuna, weird, Lord, weird. Moses, imagine encountering God's presence. That's why there's the Ten Commandments. And the Israelites were saying, Moses, ikaw na lang. Yung boses pala ni Lord, hindi namin gaya. Just imagine how scary it is to be in the presence of God when Abraham encountered this commander of the Lord of hosts. That's scary. But guess what? God wanted to reveal himself to us. That's why he chose his son. He got his all to be given to us. And this son of his became just like one of us. He should be a baby at first and experience what a man could ever experience in this life. The whole point is, in our own suffering, in our own pain, in our own frustration and disappointments, in the things that we encountered in this world that is beyond us, Jesus became man and experienced those. And that's why, what a mystery to know that when Jesus was born, he was born on a virgin. Kung dito nangyari yun, ha, buntis ka, anak, buntis ka, sino tatay niyan? Sa lablab, hindi pwede. Sa to lang, hindi pwede, but may anak ka, tapos walang union. God is so wise. Why? Because Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Think about this. If she was conceived by a man like us, then God will be, there will be no God. That's why God has to keep himself as 100% God. And when Jesus was born, he was also 100% man. The whole point is, Jesus experienced every temptation. He experienced every weaknesses. He experienced all the shortcomings, but he did not give in to sin. That's the difference between us and God. Jesus became man, and he had no sin. That's the mystery of how Jesus came to being. In fact, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 says, Jesus made himself nothing when he took the humble position of a servant by appearing in a human form. The Son of God has actually come in flesh and blood as a person. In fact, you got to realize the importance of this. I believe that's the essence of what Christmas is about. It's not about us. It's not about what will I receive this year or the things that I prayed for. It's about him. It's about the sacrifice of a father giving his own son to be a man. He should not be a man, but he chose to be one so he could identify with us. I hope you understand this kind of magnitude, that when we say God with us, there is such meaning that Jesus became man for us. Are you here with me? He's able to sympathize all your weaknesses. He was tempted in every way, but he chose to live a life without sin. The word us, Emmanuel, God with us, means Jesus dwelt among us. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Imagine this God who is, we call it the uncreated. All right? The uncreated creator. Because no one created him. The uncreated creator, the eternal, ever-living, sovereign God came down on earth in the person of Jesus Christ. In fact, the word dwell means took up residence. Living in us, with us. He didn't just show up, but living in us. And one person says, when the presence of Jesus came, we have seen and experienced the Shekinah glory of God. Nothing else we could ask for. It's the glory of Christ that we encounter. You know, there's a big difference with watching and meeting. There's a big difference between experiencing and encounter. How many of you have ever watched a concert? All right, like in Araneta, in Ultra, you know, whatever the concert is that we all experience. The songs, we got moved in love songs, we got all hype up and praise, all right, when it's the beat is so high, then that's cool. But yeah, you experience a concert, but it's another thing to experience an artist who caused the concert to happen, right? And guess what? The same goes with Christ. It's just like I was thinking of, imagine our president, Noy Noy. What if one day he'll call you, all right, and ask you, Mark, can you come in Malacanang because I want to have coffee with you? What will you say? Imagine we see him there giving a speech, okay, me the Pledge of Allegiance. And what if he will call you and ask you to be in Malacanang? Alam niyo, yung mga pastor po natin, yung mga kanya-kanya experience, yung pastor po natin, Pastor Rico, senior pastor of our Ortigas Church, sinasabi niya sa amin, he had an opportunity to pray for GMA, former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Sabi niya ganun, bro, nasa Malacanang kami, tapos pinag-pray kami kay President GMA. So nag-pray naman ako, grabe. Tapos may picture pa siya, talagang pinakita niya. Talagang pinag-pray niya. Tapos yung pastor po naman natin sa Green Hills, si Pastor Dennis, siya naman, yung sa Green Hills Victory, ginawang venue for the Intercessors for the Philippines where they invited Pinoy to come. And so Pinoy showed up. And so when he showed up, Pastor Dennis, along with Pastor Manny, our senior leader, one of the senior leaders of Victory, had the opportunity to pray for President Pinoy. And so, nag-pray kami, so pinakita na lang yung picture. Grabe. Sabi ko, iba kayo ah. Just imagine what a privilege for us to pray and minister to the president. But what about if the president will ask you to join him in Malacanang? How's that? It's going to be different. And I said, yeah, you can pray for the president, but you know what? I had a privilege to meet the president a year ago during our prayer and the fasting last year. And in fact, we had a picture here and I had a privilege to meet with him. And sabi ko, yeah, you can pray for the president, but I was with the president. Okay, anyway. Bakit latan tayo niya, ano? Nangarap eh. Okay. Think about this. What if President Noy Noy will call you and ask you, Mark, can you drop by here in Malacanang? Because I just wanna have breakfast with you. Sure. Eh di siyempre, puro selfie yan, di ba? Pag gano'n, pag artista, pag mga kilala, selfie-selfie, di ba? What if the guy will call you and ask for an appointment with you? What will you do? Who are we, isn't it? For us to receive an invitation from a president. What if President Noy Noy will call you and say, Mark, can I come over to your place at Vista Verde? Can we just have coffee? I just want to talk to you. Wow. Really, Mr. President? Sure. Fine. Sure. I hope you get a picture here. God, Jesus, fully God, he became man. He dwelt. In fact, another word for dwell is tabernacle. He wants to dwell among us so we can relate to him. He is a personal God. He's God Almighty, sovereign. Yet, he can sympathize with us. But all the more, he wants to relate with you. He wants fellowship. It's a big deal for God to come here on earth, reveal himself to us, and spend time with all of us. You know, if God wants to reveal himself to the pigs, then he could be a pig and reveal himself to the pig. If God wants to reveal himself to the cockroaches, then he can be a cockroach and reach them out. And for Him to relate to us, He became man. He dwelt among us. The tabernacle of God's glory is with us. And here's what He said. The promise is God with us, Emmanuel. You know, before Jesus left here on earth, He gave another promise. Here's what it says in Matthew 28:20. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hebrews 13:5, God says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And maybe some of you here, you feel like you're away from God. You're distant from God. He never is away from you. Never He will do that. He's always there, not a distant, but is close with you. Para ikaw lang yun, feeling mo lang yun. There was one person who wrote there in our, hindi naman taga 7 p.m. service, taga ibang service. Para feeling ko, layo kay God. Feeling niya lang yun. God will never distant Himself from us. That's the reason why He came, to dwell among us. And I was just thinking, maybe you did something wrong. Maybe somehow you blew out your Christianity. You made a mistake. You sinned. You stumbled. I have a good news for you. God is always there for you. God will never leave you. Di ba pag may ginawa tayo kasalanan? Guilty ka. May shame. May condemnation. Tapos, di ka nalang magbabasa ng Bible mo. Mawawala ka nalang sa victory group mo. Mawawala ka nalang sa church. Hindi nga eh. Dapat nga, the more na you are into your weakness, into your own sin, the more that you come closer to the light so that the light will extinguish all your frailties and shortcomings, because God is a God who can restore you, grant you comfort, and grant you strength. Can you say amen? Amen. He dwell with us. And I believe that's the whole message of what Christmas is about. It's about the presence of God. It's about Him being with you, sticking it out with you no matter what. And that's why, if you're here today, don't you ever forget that God Himself, Jesus, who is God, became man so He can dwell with us. I believe the Lord wants to assure you. He wants to assure you that He is real, that He is for you and in you and with you. I want us all to worship God today. He's all powerful. He's 100% God, fully divine, fully God. But He's also a man like us who can sympathize with our weaknesses, with our temptation, whatever it is. Jesus is always with us and for us.